We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay, just had this, but then my computer crashed. All right, never mind. Trump has just tweeted about the whole Russia thing, but if I had a working computer, I'd tell you what he said. Maddening. Okay, never mind. We'll do that later. Let's move on to this. Protester, did you see this in Louisville? I didn't know Louisville had one of these autonomous zones, too. But they do?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Apparently, it's less well-known. The mayor there, a Democrat, allowed them to just go ahead and occupy part of the area. It's a mini-autonomous zone in Louisville.
Better be careful. That's home of the Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, I know, really. With a bunch of tents set up in Jefferson Square Park to protest the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor. And apparently hasn't gotten as much attention, as the one in Seattle until the mayor has allowed it. And that was an unfortunate decision. Well, we'll just let them break a few laws, you know, just a few. I mean, they're the right people. They have the right cause. Laws shouldn't apply to them, which is how we're getting to be in America. I mean, if you suggest that laws ought to be upheld or people should face the consequences outlined in the law, and if you say a thing so radical as that, which, by the way, everybody accepted until like 6 weeks ago in America, right? Your tweets will now be banned on Twitter or at least, you know, very, you know, come with a content warning, and on Facebook, as Facebook announced this weekend. So, I mean, if you announce that you're going to send the authorities in a matter that is completely, manner that is completely lawful under the law, to break up people who are violating the law, that is such a horrific thing, Lee. It cannot be seen on Twitter without a content warning, because people may be traumatized. They could have to have counseling. And now it's going to be, Facebook is going to be that way too, right?
Let me make sure I got this right. So we have groups that are protesting the fact that police are above the law are now above the law.
Yes, that's exactly
right. Okay, all right. I just want to make sure I had that right.
Yeah, you got it right. So that's why there's a Louisville autonomous zone where people are allowed to, you know, break the law by occupying what is normally public and business-owned space. So, and, you know, the mayor has insisted over and over that they're peaceful, so they should be allowed to stay. I wonder if we, when those of us who, around the country who've protested governor's lockdowns, I wonder if, like, we just decided to take over part of the Capitol for ourselves. Do you think we would have been allowed to stay?
I just don't think that would go well.
Yeah, because it's unlawful. And when it comes to us, man, the Democrats are all about rule of law, are they not?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, the mayor insisted that they should be able to break the law, continue breaking the law by having an autonomous zone because they're very peaceful. Turns out they're not so peaceful at all. You know why the Louisville autonomous zone is going to be broomed starting today? One person was killed over the weekend.
Great.
Yeah, by one of these, you know, peaceful protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah, just illegally occupying an area.
They were pieced out, huh?
Yeah, you should see the video of this, where you can still find it online. One loon just, and he is one of the protesters, just opens fire into the crowd. I guess he felt like it, you know. He might have been mad. You can't blame him, right? I mean, we can't judge. He was probably in the right, I'm sure. But unfortunately, a 27-year-old young man was killed. He's dead now. So the mayor, I guess, rethinking the peaceful thing. But see, this is what happens when you let people break the law a little. They then end up breaking the law a lot. We've seen this before. But, So it's another mayor with the blood on his hands. But just for the record, so you know, according to Nancy Pelosi, it's Trump's fault.
Of course.
Right, just so you know.
We know that the president is singularly responsible for the municipal governance of all these Democrat-controlled cities.
Right, sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. And so when
it's right there in the Constitution.
Right,
know.
No, it says that. And when these Democrats run for office, I mean, I hope they will be honest and simply say, you know, that I'm not going to take responsibility for anything in office that happens because it'll be Trump's fault.
Right.
Go ahead and run on that. See if you get elected.
Yeah.
I might do some bad stuff, might mess up, might do some things that get some people killed, some businesses burned to the ground. But just know that if I do that, it will be Trump's fault.
Right.
And that's my campaign platform.
Anything you like is my, to my credit, but anything you don't like, it's Trump's fault. That's the campaign.
Pretty much. That's the theory they're operating on at this time. Meanwhile, by the way, Joe Biden wants you to know, Lee, that if he was president, he would mandate that people wear masks.
I would insist that everybody on public be wearing that mask. Anyone to reopen would have to make sure that they walked into a business that had masks.
You use your federal leverage to mandate that, though?
Yes.
And would you?
Yes, I would, from an executive standpoint. Yes, I would.
So you would, in effect, mandate the wearing of masks?
I would do everything in my possible to make it required that people had to wear masks in public.
And exactly how do you go about doing that?
The kind of follow-up questions they never ask Democrats, yeah. Right? Just only Republicans. I know. I guess he thinks that if you're president, you get to be a dictator. You just do whatever you want.
You know, and like Trump is a dictator because
yeah.
We know that he's the one that's the real dictator here. Yeah.
Right. So you can just order something and like kings in England, and you can just order it and it'll happen. That's how that works.
Yeah.
And you know what's so fun? Do they go for the lowest common denominator. Somebody hearing that's going, yeah, why doesn't Trump just make us all wear masks? Because he can't?
Yeah.
Because he can't. He can't legally do it. And if Trump tried to, they'd point that out and just, you know, explain to us that he was an idiot. But it's Biden saying it, so it's okay. Now, listen to this. I swear they talk to their followers like they're little children. Listen to what Nancy Pelosi said. Okay, so she's out there too. Everybody should wear a mask. We should mandate the wearing of masks. But listen to what she says.
Is it time to mandate the wearing of masks across the country?
Oh, I definitely long overdue for that. And my understanding that the Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not required it because they don't want to offend the president.
What? Did she drink half a pint of vodka before she went on the air? Let's just play that again, because the United States, she's talking about the CDC. As you hear this, Lee, you know this. Tell me what's wrong with this. What is wrong with what she just said? The CDC can't mandate the wearing
exactly.
a mask. They
no.
don't have
they
the
don't
power.
Have the authority. No, there's no constitutional authority there. They don't have the, once again, this gets down to states' rights to begin with.
Right, but they're preying on people who don't
ignorance.
Understand.
Ignorance
I mean, these are civics. Democrats who realize that a majority of Americans can't name the three branches of government, don't understand how it works. So she's literally lying. She said the CDC would mandate masks, but they don't want to offend Trump. The CDC can't mandate masks. It's a bureaucracy.
I got a suggestion for Nancy. You know, we'll go ahead and let the federal government allow the mandating of everyone in this country wearing masks when the CWPs of South Carolina are recognized in all 57 states, as our previous president would have enumerated.
Well, couldn't Trump just mandate that then? Just write something mandating it? Wouldn't that, according to Nancy's philosophy of government?
Oh, yeah.
Can you listen to this? Keep in mind as she says this. This is meant for low information voters who will then go repeat this. Oh, the CDC would make us wear masks and save all our lives, but Trump, they don't want to upset Trump. No, the CDC cannot make you wear a mask.
Is it time to mandate the wearing of masks across the country?
Oh, I definitely long overdue for that. And my understanding that the Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not required it because they don't want to offend the president.
They have no power to do so, Nancy, and you know it.
This is for low information voters
yeah.
who will then say, well, we could be, but they could make us, but they won't. no, they can't make us. They can't do that. Trump doesn't have the power to do this. Yet he's being faulted for not doing what he does not have the power to do. And if he did it anyway in answer to Nancy's demands, she'd call him a dictator and say he was crazy. Then she follows with this.
The president should be example. You know, real men wear masks. Be an example to the country and wear the mask.
I'm sorry, but is the Speaker of the House wearing a mask when she's doing this interview?
No, she has a
pulled
down.
She's not. Okay. All right.
Yeah, she's got it pulled down. By the way, I about died. I walked by a TV this weekend. I saw something I've never seen before, and I busted out laughing. It was Dr. Anthony Fauci, and he had a mask on his face.
No, really?
Have you ever seen Fauci with a mask on his face before at one of these pressers?
It's been pretty rare.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's what he looks like with a mask on his face. He's all, yeah, man, I always wanted a mask. No, you didn't. You told us we didn't need one. We shouldn't buy one. Now he's wearing one, and he can't figure out why Americans won't listen to him. It's a mystery.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, well, if the Washington Post is to be believed, Trump is going to lose. Everybody's saying he's going to lose. It's going to be a disaster. Maybe he will. I don't know. I've always said, even going back when he was leading in the polls, that it would be a coin toss. I feel the same way today. That Trump is now at 7-8% with black voters. He got about 8% last time. He's losing black people. It's just a big disaster. Of course, he's a racist, as we know. We're not sure why, but we just know that he is. And that's just a big problem for him. Well, that is one reality, and you can certainly get that reality if you poll registered voters. Something a campaign would never do if they wanted to win. Roughly 40% of them will not cast ballots. People who don't cast ballots are the least informed people in the country and tend to be overly liberal because they're so uninformed. So the new post-Ipsos poll, Lee sent it to me, showed that most black people think he's a racist. He's not going to get the majority of the black vote. It's not going to happen. No Republican will. But if he were to get like 20% of the black vote, he'd win in a landslide. And so while the Washington Post assures us in a poll of registered voters, again, that is useless. I've run a campaign before. Nobody in their right mind who's a campaign manager would spend precious dollars for a poll of registered voters because it is useless. They would only pay for a poll of likely voters. That is actually useful. You could use it to target a mailing, for instance, or your message. You could tell if your message was getting through. The only reason somebody does, and I got to teach you guys about polling before they completely fake you out and cause you to lose your mind. The only reason anybody does a poll of registered voters is because it's a push poll. It is designed to get a particular outcome that can then be released to the public to push public opinion. No legit campaign would ever pay for one internally to be used to guide policy decisions on the campaign. They wouldn't do it. So this push poll of registered voters from the Washington Post shows Trump losing badly. Black voters, right? But there's this other thing going on, and it's really weird. It's over at Rasmussen. He polls likely voters. What does that say? 27% of African Americans strongly approve of Trump's performance. 37% approve overall. Total. That includes the 28% who strongly approve. Okay. If that's true, he'll win in a landslide. Because they'll do one of two things. They'll either vote for him or they'll stay home and not vote for the Democrat. What makes me think there might be something to it? The absolute never before seen just crazy hysteria around the racial issue right now. Has it worked? Well, if the Rasmussen poll is correct, and we don't know, we won't know until Election Day. I'm not saying it is. I don't know. They've managed to drop his support among black people for 3 percentage points from 40 to 37. So pick your reality. It could be whatever. I don't know, and we won't know until the election. But Rasmussen has not backed down from that. Earlier polls in the year by CNN and others showed 20 to 22% support for Trump, an absolute polling record for a Republican. 27% has never been done before. 40 is unfathomable. So what does this tell you? The Democrats think that they're in trouble to some degree with black voters. They don't know to what degree. And they are trying desperately to damage Trump with black voters. This is why you are not going to hear, any of this defund the police stuff anymore after the election. It'll be like COVID-19. So after a month of leftist rioting, looting, and arson, Trump's approval with black voters remains at 28%. Now, that's strong approve of his performance. Total approve of Trump's performance among black voters, 37%. No Republicans ever achieved that in a poll before. So they've seen this. They're scared. They don't know what it'll translate to. We've never been here before. Maybe black voters just like him, but they're still going to vote Democrat. Nobody knows. But this is what is driving the Democrats to tear the country apart, to allow lawbreakers they normally never would allow to trash businesses in their cities to do it. That's why it's all going on. Because the Democrats believe there's at least some risk this is true. I can't say it's true, but they obviously think that it's true. Meanwhile, I got to play this because this is so funny. A black couple in Raleigh heard there was going to be a Black Lives Matter protest of some statues in Raleigh, right? They're out there. They want them torn down. So they decided, they'd never seen one of these Black Lives Matter protests before. They wanted to see what it looked like. Kind of historical time, right? So they went and they made a video of what they found. And there was something very strange about this particular Black Lives Matter protest. Something that made it almost look fake. AstroTurfed. You want to know what it was? I'll let you hear from them as they watched it this weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We are here tonight because...
Wait, wrong one. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. Here we go.
So, like, I don't even do videos, but, like, I'm here with Shamika at the North Carolina State House. And, look, there's a whole, like, Black Lives Matter protest going on. And for I don't know what statue or what the hell. I guess that. I don't know what that is. But they are protesting. But there are no black people. Right. How are we the only exactly. black people that right. happen to stumble upon this Black Lives Matter protest with no black people? This is like
foolishness.
Like, okay, but this makes no sense. We were just going to the State House. Well, really, I was dragging Shamika to the State House being a nerd, because I'm a nerd. In North Carolina, in Raleigh, and there's a whole Black Lives Matter protest, but there are no
black people.
People.
None.
I just died watching that. Because they pan the crowd. They're all white. Black Lives Matter protests. Oh, come on. You know they were busting. You know they were. It all stinks. Will it work? I don't know. Maybe. They're up against so much. The Trump people. But still.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's all coming together, folks. I've told you for a long time why the Obama people targeted Flynn, why they took incredible risks to target him. Because they were arming and training Al-Qaeda and ISIS and other allied jihadist groups. More specifically, John Brennan, head of the CIA, was. But we'll come back to that in a minute. That sounds crazy. It sounds explosive. I've been repeating it since the day I arrived here 5 years ago. Because I'd done the research to back it. I won't go through all that again. But is it so hard to imagine that a regime like Obama's that would deliver billions of dollars that had been changed into non-U.S. currency on pallets to the Iranian regime after we know for a fact they killed at least 600 U.S. service members in Iraq and Afghanistan, that they would be rewarded that way for those killings? Is it so hard to imagine they would arm and train the very jihadist killing Americans elsewhere and other innocent people? It's not hard to imagine at all because they did it. We'll get to that in a minute. So I'm going to combine two things here. We've got Nancy Pelosi and the other sickeningly sanctimonious Democrats latched onto this latest fake Russia story. That Trump somehow was okay with allowed Putin to pay the Taliban to go kill American soldiers. They cannot believe anyone would allow an American soldier to be killed, much less that there wouldn't be a retaliatory strike. What kind of president would not do some sort of retaliatory strike just hearing that? The kind of president that killed Soleimani? Iran Soleimani for killing 600 Americans and then trying to do it again with recent bomb blast? And remember, whose side was Pelosi on in that one? Soleimani's. They were horrified that one Iranian would be killed, the same Iranian who personally ordered the killings of all of those men and women, over 600. Nobody disputed that number. Nobody in the mainstream media disputed that number. So what did Obama do after Iran killed all those soldiers? Soleimani responsible for much of it. Why, we rewarded them with pallets of cash, billions of dollars worth. So when you see Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrats sputtering, red-faced, horrified that Trump allegedly, it didn't happen, would reward Russia or not take action against Russia when our soldiers were killed, that this is a major betrayal of our military members. Remember, just January, these were the same people absolutely horrified that Trump would retaliate against Soleimani for attempting to kill U.S. service members. In other words, they're not serious. They don't give a rip about U.S. service members. They're just acting in a theatrical production in which they pretend to care. They condemned Trump utterly for taking out Soleimani, a precious individual much needed in the world despite the deaths of 600 service members they didn't give a rip about. And they didn't give a rip about him when Obama sent them billions of dollars in pallets of cash. I can't imagine what it would be like to be the parents of one of those service members and to know what your government did to you. It would be enough for me to renounce my citizenship. I'd have to, at a minimum, have a lot of therapy. But they're the Democrats, so they were cool with it. And they want you to believe now they care about service members. Look, this whole Russia story is fake. The New York Times has batted exactly zero on Russia stories, and they're going to bat zero on this. But I just want to remind you of what side they were on in January. They were all for killing service members and rewarding people who did it with pallets of cash. They were all against retaliating when Soleimani tried it again after multiple warnings from us. They were outraged, even apologized to the Iranians for the death of Soleimani. Because one Soleimani was certainly not worth 600 American lives. I mean, these Iranians are very valuable. So don't believe them now when they're crying crocodile tears and pretending to care about U.S. service members. They don't give a rip. They didn't in January, and they certainly don't now. If they did in January, they would have cheered Trump for taking out Soleimani. Finally, some revenge for the deaths of all those service members and the maiming of hundreds more. Instead, they were appalled that we would wantonly kill a man like Soleimani. So given that the Democrats are the kind of people who reward our enemies, who we know for a fact killed over 600 U.S. service members with pallets of cash and a deal that will allow them to develop nukes undeterred, is it so hard to imagine that they would arm and train Al-Qaeda and ISIS and affiliated jihadist fighters? Because it's finally all coming out. I saw this today and I cheered. Do you remember when all this Flynn stuff started to break, this Michael Flynn stuff and how he'd been framed? And I explained to you why he'd been framed. And that was because he had been doing interviews telling anybody who would listen that John Brennan, CIA, in our intelligence community was arming and training our jihadist enemies and then sending our soldiers to die fighting them. Sounded crazy. No one else was saying it. Till now. This just broke today. We now know that Michael Flynn was framed. He's absolutely framed. We know that. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, we've got the memos to prove it. We've even got the conversation with Obama and Biden, who, by the way, lied and said he knew nothing about the Flynn case. I think he had no choice but to lie. Sitting there after the FBI has just told them Flynn is utterly innocent, trying to find ways to frame him. Why would you take a chance like that? Well, now we know. Here it is. Sidney Powell, attorney for retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, said her client, in his duties as the White House National Security Advisor, was prepared to audit the U.S. intelligence community. Ooh, that would have been a disaster. They were committing treason. Who specifically, again, was Flynn planning to audit again? Oh, former CIA Director John Brennan. For what again? Billions of dollars of off-the-books intel activities. He's going to audit those. Huh, off the books. Okay, let me translate off the books. That's when you lie to Congress about what you're doing. Who was ultimately behind launching the whole Trump-Russia thing, which started with Flynn? God, that's John Brennan. Isn't that weird? Now let's remind ourselves again what Michael Flynn was telling anybody who would listen. Now keep in mind, he's got to be careful how he says it. Because he will violate, he cannot disclose classified stuff that could have sent him to prison for that. This is why you're hearing the milquetoast tone here. But Michael Flynn, make no mistake about it, was telling anyone who would listen, we were arming and training ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and allied jihadists. That is why we were in Benghazi. Benghazi is a big terror training camp. Who is there? The Muslim Brotherhood. Who are the Muslim Brotherhood's fighting forces? Al-Qaeda and then ISIS. We were training them. Yes, we were. This is what all this Russia stuff was about. Folks, when they saw Flynn with Trump, they were terrified. They knew Trump knew. Here's Flynn. This is back in the day, trying to tell anyone who would listen what Obama did.
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. Was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Let me just clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis, sure, and you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
So the administration turned a blind eye to your analysis?
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafists, Al-Qaeda, and Muslim Brotherhood.
A willful decision to do what they're doing. which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place, because it is very, very confusing.
He's talking about Obama. Salafists are jihadist radicals. What was Flynn doing besides talking to Russians and other heads of state and their various lackeys? What was Flynn doing? Let me tell you. Quote, he was preparing to audit the intel agencies because he knew about billions Brennan and company were running off the books. I could tell you where they were running them. They were running them in Jordan, training these people in Jordan. They were. And in Turkey. They had training sites run by the CIA. They trained the soldiers and sent them on down. They massacred over 15,000 Christians in Syria alone. That blood's on our hands. I've been telling you that for a long time. There are massive mass graves out there in Syria, in Libya, in a lot of places. And we put those people in those mass graves. The Obama administration did, because they trained the very jihadists who did it. And that is why when you saw those Toyotas streaming across the desert into Iraq and the Iraqis begged us to hit them, and we didn't, and we let Al-Qaeda massacre them, and we did nothing. That wasn't an incident. It wasn't an accident. It was deliberate. It was policy. We trained them. We armed them. And those were Obama's fighters. They were Brennan's too. That's what all this is about, folks. Can you imagine if anybody found out the truth? Can you imagine if anybody was able to find out the truth before the election? Please, God. Texter writes, hey, Tara, John McCain was point man for Obama with ISIS. We have pictures of McCain with Baghdadi. If McCain was a point man, that means Miss Lindsey Graham also knew. I bet a lot of people on Capitol Hill knew. This is what they're freaking out about. But, I mean, folks, I've told you that that's why they went after Flynn from the beginning. That's why he was first, because he knew. He had such a high security clearance, he'd already begun to blow the whistle on their arming and training of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. In fact, that's why ISIS branched off from Al-Qaeda. They were always the same people. But we had a declaration of war against Al-Qaeda, which would have made funding them or training them or funneling arms to them in any way illegal. So we did not have one against ISIS. That's why ISIS was created, so that we could then funnel all of that assistance to them and not get caught. Or if we did get caught, it wouldn't be treason. So you basically saw the fighters stream out of Al-Qaeda and into ISIS and other affiliated groups. By the way they ran the arms to them, we even know that. It was in the New York Times, no, the Washington Post and the LA Times. They would do the training in Turkey and in Jordan, also at Benghazi, and then they would hand the arms to the affiliated jihadist fighters, who they knew darn well were jihadis, and would go in and slaughter every Christian in sight and every Jew and every Yazidi. They knew it. They couldn't have done it without our help, our arms and our training. But what they would do was then pass those weapons on to the Al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters who would fight alongside them. Those fighters would leave the other named brand groups and fight with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We trained them all. They were our fighters. That's why they've largely disappeared. You notice this? I mean, there's little bushels of them here and there. But have you noticed, as a fighting force, they're gone? Trump and Russia knocked out their 40,000-strong caliphate in less than 9 months. How were they able to do that? Well, John Brennan, the CIA, couldn't funnel money to him anymore. Couldn't train him anymore and couldn't arm him anymore. They were easy to defeat. They'd never been able to build that caliphate between Iraq and Syria without the help of the CIA. And Flynn was going to expose it all. It was all there for anybody who wanted to see it. It's well documented online. That's why they went after Flynn. And I really think it's why they went after Trump, because they had to know Trump knew. That's the why. Why would they take such huge risks here? The question for me has always been, I know why the CIA did it. I don't know why the FBI did it. And I've always suspected that there was a component there with the FBI, that there was some culpability for the arming and training of these jihadist fighters who committed so much genocide in Syria and Iraq and Libya, that the FBI was somehow involved or at fault there. It's the only reason I can come up with that they would go so far and take such risks to put Hillary in office, knowing it would all be covered up. But we'll get the rest. We'll get the story someday. It'll come out. I hope it's not just too late to help Trump. I also think a lot of people on Capitol Hill know about it. I think that's why they've deliberately covered it up. I think there's a lot of culpability there, too. But anyway, all that hopefully to come. We will someday maybe learn the truth here in America. Texter writes, you have to remember the riots and the looting is being done by Birdie Brothers. It's a bunch of white boys, basically. They are using Black Lives Matter to accelerate their radical ideology. These people rarely vote, and while they hate Trump, they will never vote for Biden, Trump 2020. That remains to be seen. I don't know. It's one of the things I'm curious about. Will they vote for Trump, or will they stay home? Or will they vote for Biden? Don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.